My name is Rebecca Carland and I'm interviewing Mr. Pat Sweeney about his life during 1920s in Narre Warren.
Well, I was born in 1923, but I do remember Narre Warren, you know, all those sort of years that you're going to talk about, I remember, because my people told me about it prior to the 20s. And I was seven when the 20s ended. I know that. So I can remember and know everything didn't change very much in those years. They were very much similar all the time.
Yeah.
So I know a fair bit about it.
When did your family?
They came there, my grandfather came there in about 1852.
That lived in Narre?
No, not that many in say the early, the late 20s, early 30s, there'd be about a dozen houses in Narre Warren, in the actual little township of Narre Warren, and about five homes on the little rises outside Narre Warren, like John Lloyd's, which is now Brecon, Sir Ian McLennan, who was up on Oakland's. Up on Narre North Road, as I call it.
Yeah.
The Sweeneys were on up now, just prior to where the Catholic Church is, on that little rise that was there.
Yeah.
And the Keyses were up Shrives Road. John Lloyd, Kent's, where Sir Ian is. The Sweeneys. Howard Keyes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another, the Lowings, I think, were another family were there. They were the five families round the town.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about a dozen little houses in the town.
Was there many people that lived at Narre North?
Right? Yes. Narre North sort of started. Yeah, that's right. And there were quite a number, and it's always been more of a rural scene. Narre North, a wealthier area it was in those days than Narre Warren, which was, you know, just a sort of a good working class area in those.
Yeah.
And I still think it hasn't probably changed the semis all that much.
Yeah.
Only become more modern.
Yeah.
I feel that.
The 20s were sometimes known as the terrible 20s. Did your family experience the terrible times?
Not really, because they were farmers and they all worked together. There was about seven or eight in the family and they all worked as one big unit. And if the bad times came, they only needed clothing and food. And if the good times came, they probably used a bit of the surplus money for travel or those sort of things. But it wasn't travel like we have today. It was only like if you go to Melbourne, and I think there might be one of them ever went overseas. You know, it was harder going and there wasn't much money about. But I think you'll find that, you know, they were pretty happy. The times were pretty happy. They made their own fun, really enjoyed themselves. I think they didn't. The Depression, of course, hit the little Narre Warren township more than it hit the farmers around the actual area of Narre Warren. Because they could make your own. Well, this old Sweeney family used to make their butter and cheese and all that, make their bread, did everything. You know, kill the sheep or had their own meat, you know. Self-sufficient they were.
Yeah. What were the main occupations of the people that lived in
there,
mainly farmers, were they?
Yeah, they were there were five farmers, as I say, those five fairly big farms around Narre Warren. And the number of people who lived in Narre Warren either worked on the farm, the men went out in the morning to work on the farm, and some of them also worked in the little stores. There were a couple of little stores in Narre Warren in those days. There was Bailey's store down by the rail line and their bakery, and then there was up the other end of the town where, oh Lucy, who were those people, you know, used to have the refrigeration? The tin shed there now where the Yamaha, the bikes and the mowers are.
Yeah.
That used to be a grocery store owned by Angus, people by the name of Angus. They ran that
business.
Hey?
Morton's.
No, it was next door to Morton.
Is Bailey's
Yeah.
Store,
Robert Bailey's grandfather.
Ah, right,
yeah. Yeah, Mr. George Bailey.
Ah,
yeah. He had the little store right at the, right at the line.
Yeah.
Little old tin shed, remarkable man, good finance, yeah. Little old store stood up on blocks, you know, high blocks, little posts.
Yeah.
Went upstairs to it. And he was, you know, a very good storekeeper. He had everything that you wanted. And it was a self-sufficient little town. And he was also a very generous sort of man. I can remember Dominic Favreau, who now, you know, Favreau and Gazzola, big garden, market gardeners in the area, told me how that, you know, he helped people along financially and that, and he gave Dominic Favreau and Martin Gazzola and those chaps, he was a great help to them too. He's a very good fellow, Mr. Bailey. Of course, there was a Northern Railway worker, because at Narre Warren, the railway station in those days was manned 24 hours a day, and it ran through because they had a manual staff that they used to change when the train came out from Dandenong. They give the driver a staff to take him on to Berwick so he wouldn't run into another train. They were single tracks. Then they used to have to go around each other by one train going on the side and the other one go through, not dual tracks like we've got now, you know. So. And there were orchards there at Narre Northway too. There was a big orchard, cool store right at the lower line. There opposite Bailey's, where the supermarket is there now, right opposite there was a great big cool store. I've got one of those that used to be in the chambers, you know, to get the temperature.
Yeah.
So to go in and read that they're keeping the temperature correct. And that,
yeah.
Is to keep the, cool their apples.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were the main shops?
Only those, the store, the butcher.
Yeah.
There used to be a blacksmith there, a garage on the corner now where the Shell garage still is.
Oh.
Butcher on the other corner over where Martin Donaldson or Donaldson Martin are now.
Yeah.
Over on the other corner where the windmill is on Webb Street,
yeah.
And going up like Narre Northway, was a little store, sold lollies and fruit and vegetables.
Yeah. So it was
store.
Mainly all on Webb Street?
Yeah. Webb Street contained a lot of it.
Yeah.
From Bailey's at the rail line up to the corner stores on the highway, but they were in Webb Street.
Yeah.
What
facilities were available to the schools, churches?
Well, the school is now closed, but I think still owned by the Education Department, next door to the hall, to the old wooden hall there. And that's where everyone went to school from the 70s on, or probably before that. The old hall was there as it was kind of the centre of all amusements. In my time, I don't remember a church in Narre Warren, but there were visiting ministers came in and used the hall of a Sunday, whatever denomination one. I think the Anglicans came to Berwick and the Catholics came to Berwick. Some of the other denominations had their own church in the hall at Narre Warren.
What about sport?
There wasn't any football team in Narre Warren, but there was over the years a number of, there was a cricket team, I think it was known as the Narre Warren Railway Institute Cricket Team. And Mr. Nabidas, who used to be the former postmaster and a very well known man, he played in that cricket sort of back in the early 20s, and plus that his father played before him in the, say, the turn of the century, 1900s. So, I used to play, I've seen him play cricket between where the post office is now and where, you know, where the post office is?
Yeah.
Now, and where the Bailey store was, there was a cricket ground out the back there, back of where, in Malcolm Court now where the community centre is, and into the
The gym?
Yeah.
Rebound?
Rebound, yeah. In there. There was a cricket in there.
Right. So no one
around
the area played football anymore?
No, they used to go and come and play. I played football and I lived in Narre Warren in the 40s when I played football. And my brother Frank, and he played with Berwick. We came up to Berwick and played.
Yeah.
It wasn't a team there. It was only formed in 1953 and played his first match in 1954. And brother John, he played cricket, and he went to, because now he wanted to go on defunct in the cricket world, he went and played with Kalora Park up Narre Warren North.
Oh, yeah.
So he went out more or less fast ball.
Yeah, wasn't in the
season. Yeah.
During the 20s, electricity and sort of other luxuries like that, did you have that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, they did in the town. That was all seemed to be there in the town in my time. As I say, I was born in the 20s, but you know, I remember it all. But, but on the farms, on some of the farms, it wasn't. Where when Lucy and I even came down from Toora when we got married, and we went to live over the railway line at Vermoy, there wasn't any electricity. We had our own lights. Excuse me. Farms. Some of the farms didn't have it further out. They didn't have it. Some of those that were on the main arteries had it, of course, but those that were further out didn't have it till sort of in the 40s and that.
What did they have? What did they use?
They
just didn't have anything at all.
Well, say to drive the milking machines, we'd use a big diesel engine or a petrol engine, or or prior to that we'd milk the cows by hand, or you'd have a hurricane lamp and, you know, there'd be a lighting of Coleman quick light, what we call. That was a lamp with a mantle, you know what a mantle is? And, you know, it burns and...
Like those like that?
Yeah. And, you know, so you had your own lighting sort of thing. And of course, you lived then in those sort of days more like, you know, natural sort of things, like you maybe went to bed earlier and got up earlier. You know, you lived maybe a bit like more like the birds.
Yeah.
But that was your way of life, and you didn't know any different, right. And you were happy. So that, you know.
Were there any major events that occurred that you remember?
Not really in Narre Warren, I couldn't. You know, when you say like the governor coming or something like that, no, maybe the train with sometimes with royalty on or something like that, or some distinguished person, and go along the you know, through to Warrigal or Bairnsdale or something like that from Dandenong, and would have an observation car out the back where they could sit out the back, the dignitaries, you know, wave the people. We could look at the gate, we had the railway gates. There were railway gates there then, not boom gates.
Yeah.
And, you know, no, not in Narre Warren. In the war years, they had a number of soldiers that would sort of camp around there at times, but nothing really, nothing like Dandenong had.
Yeah.
Dandenong was the main sort of centre, like for a football team or a say a big carnival or a show, or Berwick had their shows and that. No, not Narre Warren.
Did you travel there much, like to Dandenong?
Oh, yes. The Sweeneys, you know, I've got to speak, I don't want to speak always about them, but I know what they did the best. They went into Dandenong by horse and cart or a gig or a buggy or something like that, and they'd do their week's shopping. They'd buy a week's bread and bring it home in big corn sacks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'd do a whole week shopping on a Tuesday, which was the day out, you know.
Yeah.
They'd all go in and the main place.
Yeah.
They'd go down the back road. That's the one that runs down south of the line out of Narre Warren now. You know, if you go out, it's a little kind of not much used road, but it goes down to Hallam.
Yeah.
That used to go right into to the South Gippsland Highway years ago, past the drive in at Dandenong, and go in that way, people go in that way to Dandenong.
Uh-huh.
In their gigs and that.
Yeah.
Although I have been down the other way, but there weren't a lot of cars about in those days, have you? Very few.
Mm.
You know, I could cross the sheep across the highway with ease, and, you know, 300 or 400 sheep, and at lunchtime there'd hardly be a car go through in those days. Yeah. Oh, no, well, it's a continuous stream, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Was there any major changes between the 1920s and the 30s in Narre Warren? Did it grow dramatically, or...?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't grow at all. It was stagnant for many, many years. It was only, like, how old are you, 16 or 17?
18.
Well, you know, since you, in the last 10 years in your life, there'd be a terrific explosion in marijuana as far as homes and that were concerned.
Yeah.
And for many years it was very, very ordinary, wasn't it, Lucy? Just plodded along and just breathed and kept going, and that was all. Yeah, they'd even say that to Lucy when she'd go shopping in Melbourne. And she'd write, you know, Lucy Sweeney, Narry Warren, and the girl, the assistant, the shop assistant, and that's it, say, is that in Victoria?
Mm.
You know, didn't even know.
When my grandparents moved out here, was there many people around then, or?
Well, that was about sort of when it was first getting kind of known, when Nell and Ivan came here. We're just starting to move then, wasn't it, Lucy?
Yeah, I think there's about the second house in the estate.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
Now we're just starting to, like a big slumbering giant, it was just starting to awaken, I felt.
Yeah.
In that. And how long were they been here? Would that be 20 years ago?
Oh,
Yeah, 25, 30 years.
Yeah, because Dad was young enough to play footy.
Oh, he was one of the best footballers
we've
ever had, your father.
That's what he
keeps
telling me.
He's right though. He was at all, very good footballer. He won a best and fairest.
Did he?
I thought a league best and fairest. I know.
He won a Hawthorn Football Club towel.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't remember
did.
What that was
for. Yeah. I just forget, but I do remember he did get a towel, but I'm sure he won a best and fairest, Alan. He was a great footballer. So that's where, like, you know, when it sort of got rolling then, Rebecca, in those days, when, say, you know, as you say, 25 years ago, which only takes you back, or say 30 years ago, say we'd say from the 60s on, well, that takes you back, you know, 30 to 40 years back to the 20s to 30s, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't move that very much for a number of years.
Was it pretty close to the community? Like,
you
knew everyone you went
around? Yeah, but it had two societies. It was close-knit. The people, as I said, that lived in probably the dozen little homes in Narry Warren themselves were more of the working type of person. And those that lived on those five little rises that I tell you about, they were kind of the landed gentry. A little bit of that, but was that. And just society in those days had more sort of differences between one level of society and another, you know, that sort of a caste system, I felt. Brought about, I think, mainly because some just survived and other people had, you know, more than sufficient. I felt that. And there was a sort of in the old days, you know, there were things that should have never been in society, like there was bigotry and things like that, and as I said, caste and that. It's a lot better today, good living. Everyone's kind of the same, aren't they, today,
yeah.
I feel. You know, you don't know whether you're walking beside a millionaire or a pauper. It's magnificent today. It's terrific, the world, I reckon.